we are going to talk about Black Forest Cake. Is that the name of the cake? Black Forest Cake. So, for a good number of years, I was on the wagon. And if I was at a shiur at which the hostess served a ridiculously good-looking Black Forest Cake, I just didn't eat it. I was off sugar. Good for me. I've recently fallen off the wagon. It's bad. It's really bad. Wait. And the question is like this. Let us imagine that the Black Forest Cake was not served by a wonderful hostess at a terrific shiur, given somebody's yard sale memory, but instead it was given I'm living in Certifica, and at the local business meeting, right, of the council. Oh, sorry, I can't call it. Wasn't even thinking about that. And they serve white man's forest cake, okay, and it's in front of me, but it's treif. Do I have any tava to eat that cake? What? No. Meaning, like, objectively, it doesn't make any sense. Objectively, it doesn't make sense. Right. But objectively, it doesn't make sense because it's the same. Right, exactly.
Eric and I were talking about
that. It's the same cake. It's the exact same cake. I mean, probably better with the lard. But you should have made a milk cake. It was probably even much better. I've never had a milk cake like that. Anyway. Yeah, see? Okay. With the butter and the cream. Okay. Well, for Shavuot, Tammy will expect. Okay. And probably my milk chocolate too?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'll even taste that. But for some reason, when we put something, we've trained ourselves in a religious way that all of the things that would be a tava for us, when you put it in the religious context, it's just
not an issue.
You know, maybe I'm. Okay, first of all, let us say that this is not true for everyone. It all depends on where you are on your religious level. Can we say that? I mean, there are people that struggle with kashrut, and they should struggle, and it's okay. But for us, for most of us who've already gotten used to keeping kosher, and that's not our struggle, for some reason, when something is put, when a desire is placed into a religious sphere, it becomes easier for us to deal with. I just have a vivid memory once of, like, walking through the grocery store in America, and, like, in my mind, I just became acutely aware of all the things that I don't even look at. You know, like, you walk by the meat section, and it's like, it doesn't exist for me, the meat section in the grocery store, and, like, half the cheeses, and the deli counter. And now, when we go to the grocery store, one of the things I just love about grocery shopping here is, it's like a normal experience. Wow, you can buy meat at the meat counter, and cheese at the cheese counter, and deli at the deli counter. I mean, it's bad gastronomically, because you could eat anything, but I want to talk about this idea of, is that a good thing? Meaning, obviously it's a good thing that religiously we are able to sort of wall ourselves off and find a place where we don't find ourselves challenged in a spiritual way. But then the question becomes, okay, let's say I really know that Black Forest Cake is bad for me. But it's really bad for me. Okay? I shouldn't eat it. I mean, once in a blue moon I could eat it, but I really shouldn't be eating Black Forest Cake. And it was really good. And especially the coffee. I mean, the coffee is like ridiculous. Yeah.
Can you stop already? I didn't eat it.
You didn't have any?
No. But I brought something home and I had it in the morning.
Big mistake there. Okay. So what if I said, would it be appropriate for me, is it an appropriate use of spirituality to say, I want to make this usher to me? What? But it's about to see, right? There's an issue. Exactly right. I could take upon myself a neder.
You can.
Sure can. I can say, I take an oath that to God that I will not eat Black Forest Cake. I can say theoretically.
Right, you just shouldn't.
Should I? So, why shouldn't I?
Because don't we read something somewhere?
I'm getting to the Torah in a minute, right? You know, don't we read something somewhere?
That we shouldn't.
Is there a thing about a thing? Why not?
We're supposed to read something that we shouldn't have. That we
today we're so afraid of Nidarim, but you should understand that throughout in Mishnaic times and Gemara times, this was so popular and so prevalent, people did it all the time. Let's say I was really mad at Tammy, right? Because she keeps borrowing my stuff and never pays me back. So the Gemara says that people would say, Konam alai, I am making a neder, an isur, I can not only aser what you have for me, I can make what I have aser to you. Meaning, you and my cake is traced to you. Let's say you were worried about me. I kept eating Black Forest cake. You said, Harav, Black Forest cake is aser to you. I take a neder, I take an oath, I make this kadosh.
Well, what if you don't keep it?
What?
She said maybe that'd be better.
Maybe it would be better if we took more
oil. Right, why?
We would become more disciplined.
Ah, very good.
Very good.
Well, the problem then becomes, and if you don't fulfill it, if you don't fulfill your neder, what do you have to do? You have to bring a korban. You have to. It's a chet. It's a real sin. You have to bring a korban. That's a problem. Yeah, bring a korban chet. I think a chet. There's asham na. There's a korban. Oh, I don't remember what it is. I mean, you go to the Beit HaMikdash. You'll tell them what you did, and they'll tell you what to offer.
There's a difference between a chet and a gift to Hashem.
No. It's not a gift to Hashem. It's a sin. You have to fulfill your nidarim. Okay. So we're not going to talk about the nidarim per se. We're going to talk about today the nazir. Because the Nazir does this on a far more extreme level. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. On a far more extreme level. Why? What are the Isur of the Nazir?
No grapes.
No grapes.
No haircut.
No haircut. No wine. What else? There's one more. No tuma. No, he can have meat. He can have meat. No, he can have his wine. No.
Oh, yeah.
No tuma.
No, he has
tuma. Okay. And what Chazal focused on specifically is wine, because wine was seen as the, we'll call it the gateway drug, right? You know what I'm saying? It was the escape. It was also the drink. Everybody drank wine. You either had water or you had wine. Why?
Right. It was like juice.
Why? Yeah. Why wine? Why wine? Yeah, very simple reason. Nope. Why wine? Why do they all have wine? Very simple. Good for your heart. They said that afterwards.
That's what they had.
Nope.
Because there was nothing else to drink.
Why?
That's what I said. That's what they had.
Because it was the only thing you could make other than beer that didn't need refrigeration, that wouldn't rot. Right, think about how many...
Yeah, but they could squeeze some oranges.
Nobody in their right mind, if they had an orange, would waste it on the juice.
Really?
Oh, God, you got to be nuts.
Yeah. And also that, it's like all that effort.
All that effort? And you know how many oranges? Nobody would do it. The things that we do nowadays that are symbols of how ridiculously wealthy we are, I take for granted, historically, are incredible. So today we're going to talk about the Nazir. And we're going to ask we're going to learn the Torah. We're going to ask a very simple question. Does Hashem want people to become Nazirim? Or does He not want people to become Nazirim? This is a pretty, I will say in advance, pretty classic shiur. But I think it's very, I never did it in this context, I'm almost positive, because I don't have any recordings of Nassau and I checked. But it's also a very important discussion to have. And the context of the classic discussion is the context of what we would call asceticism. Right? What's asceticism? Shunning pleasures. Correct. Is it a proper, does God want us to shun pleasures? Or does He not want us to shun pleasures? Does He want us to have the beautiful kitchen? Or is it better that you have a small kitchen that you live without? Is that an element of spirituality or not? And it goes into, and it connects with this idea of, does He want me to enjoy the Black Forest cake? Or does He want me to forswear the Black Forest cake?
You see, the kitchen is different than the wine.
Is it?
Doesn't the wine have some religious context?
Okay, but you have to have wine for religious context?
And have a big kitchen and have a, and you need a big kitchen to do chesed.
I didn't say big, I said nice.
Yeah, but if you're in it most of the day, you need it to be nice.
You need it to be nice.
No, it's more enjoyable for you. If, let's say, all you do is cook for your family,
right,
and you...
Doesn't matter what the counters are made of. Doesn't matter what the counters are made of when you do that.
Well, it does. Because
well.
if you try up your kitchen by accident, it's harder to kasher.
Yeah, but it can be made of this stuff to kasher, it can be made of nicer stuff. I'm not criticizing. Really, I'm not. I mean, don't think it's a criticism.
Also,
we're going
to
see
you. Wait, it's better to roll it on a stone. So.
Okay. Thank you. I touched the nerve. Okay. This goes into
the.
I gotta tell you, I don't know if your husband told you, because most of the women were not in Shul on Shabbos. This guy came from the Shea Gur, and he talked in Shul about the Gur women. They make hundreds of meals for people in hospitals. None of you heard about this. I mean, and if you've ever been in the hospital, these Gur women are unbelievable. And I don't know, like, he was here. I don't know if you guys gave him any money, but I did. Because this guy, he like poured out his heart. He was unbelievable. Like, and the chesed speaks for itself. Like, you go, if you're in the hospital on a Friday, they give out Shabbos meals for anybody who needs Shabbos meals.
I had that interest when he thought it was something sick that was supposed to be there.
Yeah.
There was something sick on Thursday night, and there was just like x-rays and everything on Friday, and they didn't even think about Shabbos.
And these ladies showed up, right?
Literally 20 minutes before Shabbos, and her husband, like, what are we doing? And he's like, we're just gonna have to just try and work something out over Shabbos.
Right, right. So
it's
called Chasdei Yoel or something. I don't know. Do you guys? So he came back, and a lot of people came back because the chesed speaks for itself. Do you think these ladies need a special kitchen in order to, like, they cook wherever? They probably cook industrially, I guess. I don't know. I guess.
She was just poor.
Whoa, one second. Correct, but, one second, but that raises the question. Was her spirituality connected to her simplicity? That's the question. Meaning, what if she had a beautiful kitchen in Long Island, you know what I'm saying, and a beautiful home, and, like, you know, all the refinements.
But she's still spiritual.
Yeah.
This is something I struggle with.
Ah, very good. So does the Kamar. So does the Chumash. Says the Torah, Parak, but that's the Lizus of learning now. The discussion is important. And I really believe this. The discussion is very important. Because it's not a yes or no. It's a machloket. It's a big machloket. We're going to see.
It's not necessary.
No, it's not yes or no. Not yes or no. You're going to see. You're okay. You're relaxed. I'm not criticizing. But the discussion is an important discussion.
You can keep your kitchen.
You can keep your kitchen. As long as you keep making black. Okay. Vayidaber Hashem l'Shlomo. Parak Vav. It was really, for those of you listening at home, it was really that good. It was really that good. Mail me a picture. I'll post it with the shir so people see the black cars. May the Baruch Hashem Moshe Limor. Perek Vav. Daber al Bnei Yisrael ve'amarta aleihem. Ish o isha ki yafli lindor. Yafli. What does the word yafli mean? Hafla'a. It's a very important word. See where I am. Perek Vav. Pasuk Bet. What? Discriminate. No, that's not a, I mean, I know you mean in the positive sense. Hafla'a. What does hafli mean? Hello.
Differentiate.
To wonder, it means wonder, but also means differentiation. Mm-hmm. Yafli, to discern between one and the other. What?
Isn't that with the gimel?
No, yafli, la hafla'a. Right? There's an entire book of Rambam called hafla'a. And in the book of Rambam, hafla'a, what do you think, what halachot appear?
These.
Halachot nedarim, right. Nazir, nedarim. Right there. Rashi, yafli, yafrish. Separate. Okay. Let's just finish the pasuk because I didn't finish the pasuk. Yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir lahashem. Neder, an oath of nazir, of nizirut. There's no word to translate because it's a specific term of Nazariteness. Okay? Lahazir lahashem. To become a nazir to God. How does that sound to you? To become a nazir to God.
Is it not zar?
Zar meaning, okay. What's another possible interpretation of Nazir?
A zer.
Zer. What's a zer?
Stranger.
What's a zer? Very good.
He'll
come to you. That a king wears, right?
Crown.
Thank you. You know that word, right? Ach la seme achve zer lo pareach. You know how long it took me to learn the words of Ayom Yom who led it? Listen, you know what I'm saying?
You know.
Yeah. What? Zer.
Zer
right around the Aron Kodesh, it had a Zer Zahav Saviv. Yeah. Nazir, Nazirut. So which one is it? Is it Zar or Zer?
I think Zer.
You think? Rashi. Well, when he's not going to answer that question, okay? Okay? One second. Yafli, back on Yafli. Lama nismecha parshat nazir, the parshat sota. I decided this year not to do sota. Next year, maybe. We'll do sota, okay? What's the connection? Meaning, the adjacent, Rashi always learns smichuda parshia, the adjacent parsha. So what's the connection between parshat nazir and parshat sota? Says Rashi, lama lacha, shekola roe sota bekil kula, Yazir atzmo min hayayid. If you see the sota in her kilkula, in her degradation, if you witness the sota in her degradation, remember, what did they do to the sota? He uncovered her hair in the Beit HaMikdash, and he pulled down her clothing on her shoulders, and he says, you hussy, you act like this, you'll do it in the Beit HaMikdash. Basically, it's harsh.
Until she's proven innocent, and then they apologize.
If she's proven innocent. And if she's not...
There's never been sota, but there was sota.
They clearly did the sota.
There was.
She drank the stuff.
Is that okay just to apologize to her?
Whoops, our bad. What do you mean? It's not an apology.
She did to begin with.
She's lucky she didn't explode.
Yeah, one second. Apologize to her. She was warned not to seclude herself with this strange man, and she did it anyway. And Yichud is an Isser, and she did it after her husband told her not to do it, and warned her not to do it in front of Adim. Oops, sorry. She brought it upon herself to some degree.
Yeah, but she wasn't an adulteress.
Okay, great. There's some issues. There's some issues there. We're not learning sota though. This is not our discussion. Okay.
We're learning Black Forest.
Right. So it says Rashi. So let me ask you: someone who sees the sota in her degradation, he should yazir atzmo, separate himself from the word zar. Very good. That guy should become a nazir. The guys who were in the Beit HaMikdash at the time should become a nazir. Would you mind closing the door? The air conditioning is on. What?
Everybody comes.
Everybody comes. No. What do you mean? There's a lot of people there during the sota thing. But if you saw the sota bekil kula, you should be.
Not the explosion of the Beit HaMikdash, but you saw
She didn't explode, by the way, in the Beit HaMikdash. There wasn't an explosion. I mean, after she left, obviously, and it says that her stomach
afterwards
extended. It swelled up and she died. That's what it, I mean.
Does that mean the man that was with the woman?
That's what I want to know. Which man saw her?
No. I always understood this to mean kol haro'eh, the people who saw her in the Beit HaMikdash, not who saw her. What?
Who saw her embarrassed.
He gets away with that.
Who saw her degraded.
The man gets killed.
What do you mean? No. No
the
proof.
The man is with the sota?
Who, if she sinned with him? No, he doesn't, because there's no proof. God gets him. Don't worry. There's a whole... God will take care of him.
The proof is that she died.
She died?
Yeah.
So she did it.
Yeah.
So correct.
That's the proof.
What about him?
Nothing happens to him.
The sota is about the relationship between a husband and a wife. It's not about the act committed.
What do you mean?
We're not doing sota.
He's high of Misa.
I have a question.
You think we're not.
You think we're
not doing sota. Not a lot of people.
My question is, what does this tell you about Nazir? What commentary does that make on Nazir? Why should you become a Nazir? Because you saw the sota. And whoever saw the sota should become a Nazir. Why? Shehu mevi lidei ni'uf. Because wine brings to adultery. Since wine brings to adultery, a person should swear off wine.
I think if somebody witnessed that, they would, even on its own.
I heard a shiur from Rav Tal last Thursday.
Yeah.
Rav Tal... We're all over the place today. Rav Tal was talking about raising children in today's day and age, and he said, I think that today, raising Jewish religious children is harder today than it ever was in history. He didn't say because of the internet. The internet is simply a symptom of the permissiveness of our age. He says the things that people wear, things that women, and women specifically, because it's for boys, whatever, but men and women wear, the acceptable modes of dress and behavior in society today are different than that which was acceptable through vast majority of history. So, men did not see women in various states of undress in public. It just wasn't acceptable until, Westminster society made it acceptable. So, when they saw the sota, my point is, when they saw the sota bekil kula, it was shocking almost. It was something they never saw. Something that people never looked at, unless they were engaged in appropriate behavior. So that does create an image in your mind. It's very powerful. These images are powerful. And it will bring, and if a person drinks, it may vili de ni'uf. And my question is, what does that tell you about Nazir? Is that say something positive about Nazir or something negative about Nazir?
Negative.
Right. Why?
That he needs to.
Correct. Nazir, person is Nazir to prevent him from sinning. It's not, oh, I take this vow of Nazirut, I crown myself with the Nazirut, I make myself better. Rather, what is it? I see myself in a problematic situation. I have the potential to sin. So in order to prevent myself from sinning, I will take upon myself this oath. Now, by the way, that's laudatory. It's a good thing. If a person sees themselves, I mean, let's be honest. Let's say you have a certain weakness. You have a weakness for
chocolate crisps.
Yeah. Black forest.
Hypothetically. Now, let's do a religious one. I don't want to go to the eating. We did the eating one already. You have a weakness for I don't want to give classic ones. I don't know. You just
tearing toilet paper.
Okay. Fine. Tearing toilet paper on Shabbos. Wow, we're getting personal here. Okay. Oh, speaking of which.
I just get it. I just get irritated.
What, you can't do it?
No, I don't do it, but I just get irritated. And then I'm like, well, what's this going to do with Shabbos?
Well, that's a different discussion. That's a different cheer. Okay. But it is.
The details.
Yeah, okay. So then a person. Oh, it's like, I don't have that doorbell. Person should say, how do you prevent yourself? Let's say you have that Yetzirah, and every time you're in the bathroom, you tear toilet paper. Why? So what would your neder be? Your neder would be, I will not use a bathroom that doesn't have cut toilet paper beforehand on Shabbos. And that might cause certain discomfort and problems. But
maybe someone has
better. No, but it's fine. It's perfect. It really doesn't matter. I mean, that would be my classic one. I just spend hours on Facebook, right? Hours and hours on Facebook. So I make a neder, I'll never visit the site Facebook.
You deactivate.
Good luck. You can, as long as you visit, it reactivates itself. They made it easy. They got you. They know.
Right. The Rambam.
They're brilliant.
Says that you have to go
so should
the
I?
Extreme,
we'll talk about the Rambam. So is that neder a good thing or not? You could say.
Yeah, it'll stop you.
It'll stop you. Correct. You're
so
using the
control that you need a neder. Can you just tell yourself?
Right.
You're using the tools that God gave you, understanding human nature, in order to bring about improvement. Because if I sit in front of the Black Forest cake, I'm going to eat it. It's just there. It's good. So if I don't put it in front of me, I won't eat it.
Smoking. I know people have only been able to give up smoking by taking the
drug. Really?
Really?
Wow. Great. And they know it's bad. I mean,
why? Because it has to force some halakha.
Yes.
Meaning without the force of a religious imposition, then they can't control themselves.
What do you mean? We're all like that. The Black Forest, I just said.
I have no self-control.
I started like that. No, we're all like, that's exactly the point. I want a steak. I really want pizza now. I want pizza. I like pizza. It's sitting in front of me. But I had steak an hour ago. You can eat the pizza?
I will not.
You will not. Why? Don't you like pizza? Does it taste good? Is it kosher?
Because of the
halakhic. That's exactly right. We're all like that.
That was God given, not self-ordained.
What's the difference?
But you took it up
and you said, very good. So let's read. We need to do some more internal, some more inside, in order to really get an understanding, in order to have a better understanding. Miyayin v'sheichar yazir. This person who takes this neder to become a nazir, he must become a nazir from yayin, wine, and sheichar. Sheichar is booze. It's really mixed wine. Okay. Yayin, wine, v'chometz sheikhar lo yishta. What does it say? Shikar, yeah, sheikhar. Vinegar, lo yishta, he may not drink. V'chomishrat anavim lo yishta. He may also not drink anything that
is made of wine.
Made of grapes. V'anavim lachim yeveshim lo yocheo. You cannot even eat grapes or raisins. So it's so interesting, even in the context, and let's go one more, brother, call you main Israel. All the days of his nizirut, mikol asher yatsem gefen hayayin, anything from the grape, michatzanim va'azag lo yachel, lo yochal, from the skin to the pits, grape nuts, you may not eat. You could eat grape nuts, by the way. Those are not
even.
Right. So even in the context, toothpaste again. Even in the context of nizirut. If you take an oath of Nizirut, you say, oh, well, because you don't have to drink wine. No, you take a Nizirut from anything having to do with wine. Even things that are not alcoholic at all, that are not intoxicating whatsoever. That's the zirut. It's a very, very interesting phenomenon. Kol yemei neder nizro, all of the days of his oath of his neder, moreover, tar lo yavor al rosho. No, tar is a razor, can't pass over his head, meaning no haircuts. I'm lo tarimi mashiyazir la Hashem kodashiyeh. Until the days that he becomes a nazir to God, he should be holy. Gadel pera sa'ar rosho. He must grow the pera. The pera means his blurit, right? His hair. His hair must grow long. What's a blurit? I don't know how you translate that. No, blurit is like his quaff. His, you know what I'm saying? What do you know what the word is?
What's a
French. What?
Never.
Right. Yeah.
Is that
something like Rosh Parua? Yes, Rosh Parua, unkempt. Parua Rosh. They say that about who has to be Parua? Rosh her work, but and also the tsarua. He was tsarat is Rosh Parua. His hair grows long. He doesn't cut his hair. Right. He unkempt. Right. Right. Very good. That's the word. Para sa'ar Rosh. Okay. 1 second. Pera, he says, is gidul se'ar. You got to grow your hair. Okay? It's also interesting. They're different things. On the one hand, we understand not drinking. What's the thing about not cutting your hair? Look
not
different?
Accepted in society.
Well, I don't care. Nowadays, you can do anything you want, actually. Back then. Right? A nazir was seen as more holy. So why is there more holiness in not cutting your hair? No, oh, no, by the way, the
just separating.
You cut your nails.
I thought hair was
Dean. Hair was? Dean. Yeah. You're on the level above me. I don't know. I don't know this stuff. But there is, by the way, clear Kabbalistic huge stuff about the hair and the strands coming out of the body and whatever. I don't know.
It's telling the world I'm a Nazi.
What else is it? Hair is a symbol of
aesthetics.
Yeah, vanity. Clearly.
Like yourself.
What?
Like
yourself. Very good.
And you shoot. Ties back to the Isha stuff to also uncover the hair. Right? And I don't know exactly what the connection is, but here it is the same thing
about the Russian. Very nice. It's interesting. The Nisira also grows her hair. But for men, the vanity of men in hair, right, is keeping your hair cut, keeping it neat. So we don't grow hairstyle. I mean, nowadays you could do anything you might have said, but we don't grow hairstyles. Our hair is a symbol of how put together you are. Like you see a guy's hair is like all over the place. What do you think about him? Needs a haircut. Right. So when a man especially, but even a woman doesn't cut her hair and it just grows wild, what does that say? It says something about the person.
Neglect.
What's that? Neglect. A lack of aesthetic attention. Just let your hair grow. Stop paying attention to that. There are other things that are more important. Okay. What else can't he do? Call you did the tar. Then pasuk zayin. Oh, I'm sorry. Pasuk vav. Call you mei ziru l'Hashem al nefesh meit lo yavo. He may not become ritually impure. He's holy. La'aviv u'limo la'achiv u'lachoto lo yitam alehem b'motam. If a relative of his dies, he may not become Tameh. Like who?
The Kohen.
No.
Kohen Gadol.
Kohen Gadol. Right? He has taken it out above a Kohen. In that sense. Ki nezer elokav al rosho. What's that language? Nezer elokav al rosho. The crown of God is on his head. So what is it? Is it Zar or Nezer? Kol yemei nizro kadoshu l'Hashem. He's holy. Now we get a very interesting halacha. V'chiyamut meit alav b'peta pitom b'timei rosh nizro. What happens if somebody dies and falls on the guy? Okay, and v'tameh him. Or in the same house, obviously. V'gilach rosho b'yom taharato b'yom hashvi'i galchen. He has to wait 7 days and he has to shave his head. V'yom hashmini, on the 8th day, yavi shtei tarim o shnei b'nei yonah. He has to bring a sacrifice. 2 birds. He sinned. How did he sin? He broke his neder?
No, he made a neder.
Isn't it interesting? Circumstances were such that caused the neder to be broken. And he must bring a korban chatat and a korban olah. V'chiper alav me'asher chata al ha'nefesh. And he brings a korban chatat from his sin. V'kidash et roshu b'yom ha'hu. Okay. Then he has to be, and he has to do is a zirut again. V'zil Hashem and imei niro. Okay. V'hayvi keves ben shnato la'asham. And he has to bring a keves ben shnato as an asham offering. V'yamim ha'rishonim yiplu. The first day is fall ki tamei niro. Because he made it tamei. Your gimel. V'zot rata nazir b'yom lo'ot yamei niro. And the days that he finishes the days of his zirut. Yaviotel petach ohel moed. They bring him to the entrance of the Beit HaMikdash. V'ikriv et korbano l'Hashem. And he brings a korban. This is a korban he brings when he finishes his nizirut. Keves ben shnato tamim echad la'ola. He brings an ola offering. One keves, one ram. V'kavsa achat bat shanat shnatat timima l'chatat. And he brings a kivsa achat, a ewe, or a female ram. V'ayl, as a what? As a chatat. V'ayl echad tamim l'shlamim. And a shlamim offering. And they bring the matzot and the mincha and their wine. And he brings an aisle of a shlamim. And he makes does it. Then, v'gilach ha'nazir petach o moedet rosh nizro. And at the entrance of the Beit HaMikdash, he shaves, he takes a haircut. V'lakach et sa'ar rosh nizro, and he takes the hair, v'natan al ha'esh at tertach et zevach ha'shlamim, and he puts it on the mizbeach. He offers the hair on the mizbeach. Okay, I'm gonna skip the rest, okay? And then he can drink wine, he brings it, I'm gonna skip the rest. There's one thing that really bothers Chazal about this process of korbanot. Somebody tell me, what really bothers Chazal about the process of korbanot?
Why does he bring a chatat?
Correct. Why does he bring a korban chatat? Where do you sin? No, no. This is not the guy who got tamei by accident. That guy, okay, we say he sinned. The regular nazir, the Gemara says, "Tam nazir shlosh yom." I take an oath, I'm going to be a nazir for 30 days. 30 days no wine, 30 days no tuma, 30 days no haircut. Great, after the 30 days, I'm on this incredible spiritual level. I've dedicated myself, I've devoted myself, I'm a nazir. Wonderful. I go to the Beit HaMikdash, they shave my head, I bring an ola, I bring a shlamim, they take my hair, they put it on the mizbeach, oh, and they say, wow, well, one more. One more chat, one more korban. It's a sin
to not make brachos.
No, it's not. Why is it a sin to take a neder? Don't I have nezer elokav? One second, the way the Torah says it, kodesh hu l'Hashem. He is holy to God. He has nezer elokav al rosho. I put the crown of God on my head. What's that? I'm not understanding what you're saying. What's a sin?
The sin is being presumptuous when you start off.
That I can be holy?
That I can be holy and I can do this with a tumah, that I can sort of like, I feel it's like that.
Really? Is it so hard not to take a haircut or drink wine and not become tamei for 30 days? I mean, the wine?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
I'm not talking about the hair and the wine. I'm talking about thinking that you are above it all.
Ooh.
The level of tusha and that you don't become tumah about tamei by accident.
Okay. See, interestingly, like everything else in the Torah, Nazir is, there's two things. There's the technical, and then there's the spiritual. Right? God didn't demand that you become a spiritual Nazir. All he asks is, if you become a Nazir, you follow the rules. If the spirituality happens, great. If it doesn't happen, your fault.
Well, one of the things that you're doing as a Nazir is you're separating yourself from
society. Okay.
And that itself, to separate yourself from the Tzibor to... Stand
above. Very good. Okay, so there's a Gemara. I'm leading you on. What's the sin? The Gemara discusses this very issue. Gemara appears in Tanit. Okay? Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, let's say I say to myself, I want to repent. I'm going to fast. I'm going to be a person who fasts all the time. Anybody know people like that? What do we think about people? What? In the old days, they did. But we don't really even... We don't really have people...
Wow.
Who's that? Really? Spiritually? Religiously?
Your mother's a father.
Because of religiously? Or just... You just religiously? Ah.
Wow.
Ah. Fast every day. Bahav. Okay, yeah. Sheni Chamishi, they do Bahav. It would seem that fasting is a good thing, isn't it? Wouldn't it seem that someone who fasts...
The Muslims do that, right?
Well, they do it for... Yeah.
Ramadan.
Right. Well, in Judaism, the idea of fasting is clearly an idea... So that's why I say to myself, I want to purify myself by fasting all the time. Kol Yoshev B'Ta'anit, says Shmuel, Nikra Chote. Someone who sits and fast is called a sinner. Really? Seems
but
contrary to what we...
immersed in Tina, and eating just isn't...
What's that? It's not Baal Tosif. What does that mean, though? Why not? I want to fast. I have ta'avot. Isn't the goal... This is the crux of the question. Isn't the goal of Judaism... I'll start this way. Judaism teaches us that God created an incredibly abnormal, unnatural cohesion when he created man. He took a spirit which yearns for the heavens and wants to be spiritual and wants to approach God, and he placed it in this animal body that's in its essence physical and cares most or actually only about self-preservation and self-actualization. The animal cares about one thing and one thing only. Himself. Fulfilling his needs and his desires. And the godliness, the spirituality in us cares about one thing and one thing only. Coming closer to God. And these two things, God said, let's put them together and let them fight it out. I'll place the Tzelem Elohim in this animal body and force him to confront this reality and to try to battle it out. Right? And the closer a person achieves, the closer a person can reach to God in this physical presence, it implies a greater spiritual growth. So what if a person says, that is Judaism, in a nutshell. I mean, it's one aspect of Judaism. Of trying to reach towards God, trying to overcome the physical impediments, our Yetzer Hara. What is our Yetzer Hara? Yetzer Hara is telling us, fulfill your own needs, take care of yourself, actualize your desires, do the things that you want to do. And your Yetzer HaTov is saying to you, no, there's greater needs, there's closeness to God, there's higher callings, right? Put off the, the Black Forest Escape is not a good example, because that's just a question of immediate self-gratification versus long-term self-gratification. But if the Black Forest Cake is treif, that's a question of physical self-gratification versus spiritual gratification.
You can have a
Yetzer
Hara for spirituality as well.
Can I have a Yetzer Hara for spirituality?
Now,
how's that?
What does that mean?
I heard a shir from the Rav in Tzfat, who lived there. Very interesting. He was a black prince of South Africa. He's like a big Rav in Tzfat. And he said there's a lot of people in Tzfat who come there, they're on this trip to get more spiritual and then take on edit and do speech fast and all these things that are not
like the Nazis.
They're not in the Torah?
Well, they're in the Torah, but they're doing exactly
the extreme.
To get Torah, not for even food and physical pleasures, to get Torah to be the holiest.
Okay, how have I? We should be on that level. Meaning, I think what he's responding to is these people are looking for something that they're not going to find in that way, in that place. They're looking for a certain spirituality that Tzvat kind of like projects, spirituality of Tzvat, as opposed to a deep religiosity. When I say spirituality, I mean spirituality that comes from placing preference of the spirit of our spiritual selves over our religious selves. I don't mean the trance of the drug-infused art experience of Tzva. And I think that's what he was more referring to.
So you said even myself had that
Yetzer. Okay. Yetzer to fast. So let's go back to fasting, just to finish the thought. So the idea of fasting is, a person says to himself, let's be honest, in reality, right, the best way for me to overcome my physical self and engage in spiritual desires is by negating to whatever degree possible, to the fullest extent possible, my physical self. So do I really need the black forest cake? I mean, it's good. It tastes wonderful. But I don't need it.
But
I can't impose. Wait, 1 second. It's great, but it's...
In defense of
the black forest cake. But do I need it? Do I need it for sustenance?
No.
Let me take it a step further. Says the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Kach hi darka shel Torah. Anybody know the rest of that Mishnah? This is the way of the Torah. What's the way of the Torah? You want to be a Torah person? You want to acquire Torah? Give up the black forest cake. You need to eat bread and salt. Meaning what? The Mishnah and Pirkei Avot. Meaning what? What does that mean? Live in simplicity. You need just live in the bare minimum. And this is why I always say, why America never produces real gedolim. Too much, too good, too much stuff. What? That's always true.
No gedolim in America.
There are relative gedolim.
Moshe Feinstein
grew up where?
In
White Russia. Moshe Feinstein became a gadol and moved from Russia in his 40s. Right? The true gedolim of today's day and age all grew up where? No. Today. Israel. They grew up in Israel. Sure, I'm in a hole. They grew up in poverty. Right? If you, it's really hard to focus on Torah only when you're grown up on baseball and Game Boy and all the things that it's really impossible. Pap melech tocha, but it's the same discussion, but another discussion. Yeah. Little taste. You get a little taste. You get salt.
Okay, no salt.
You get salt. That's an okay. Well, I'm living it up. I got 2 shakes of salt today. Woo. Not like coffee. Not having to jazz it up with coffee and cream. And,
I heard a shiur once that when you go up to Olam Haba, one of the questions you asked is, did you enjoy the pleasure of the
world? Oh, 1 second. That's so it says Shmuel. So that's one approach.
Also,
a person could say, Tammy's like, she's like really worried. Like, don't worry, I told you, you're okay. Sabar ki haitana. Shmuel, who said that it's a sin to eat, to fast, holds like the following Tana, Ditanya, learned in a Braita. Rabbi Eliezer HaKafar b'Rabbi Omer. Rabbi Eliezer HaKafar, in the name of Rabbi, said, Ma Talmud lomar v'chiper alav ne'asher chata al hanefesh. What in the world is the Torah talking about when it says about the Nazir, v'chiper alav me'asher chata al hanefesh? He must, where am I? I don't even know what pasuk I'm in.
Yud Aleph.
It's Yud Aleph?
Yeah.
Ah, right. And he must have an atonement from that which he has sinned. One second. What sin did he commit? Ela shetzier atzmo min hayayin. What's his sin? His sin is causing himself undue pain by withholding himself the pleasures of wine. V'halo dvarim kal v'chomer. And it's a kal v'chomer. You don't know what a kal v'chomer is?
Yeah.
Anybody not know? I should say, if nobody doesn't know, what's a kal v'chomer? Kal v'chomer is like a logical argument. If it's true for this,
how much more so
is it true for that? You heard what I said? Kal v'chomer. Kal is light. Kal v'chomer is, chomer is more significant. Insignificant to chomer, right? If you get the jitters drinking Nescafe, how much more so you get the jitters drinking the black stuff I make? Okay? That's a kal v'chomer. Okay? Similarly here, it's a kal v'chomer. If the Nazir umazeh, the Nazir shalotzi er atmo min hayayin, nikra chote, all he did was swear off wine, he is a sinner. Hamitzaer atzmo mikol davar v'davar. Someone who says no black forest cake for me. Al achat kama v'kama. How much more so? That's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar HaKafar Berevi.
How much more so what?
He's a sinner.
By
not taking pleasures in the... A person who says, no, I'm fasting. I'm going to come close to God.
Yeah.
everything in moderation, but everything. Why? Why is it a sin? Because God gave you pleasures in the world
to partake of.
Rabbi Eliezer Elazar, Omer says the Rabbi Elazar, Kafar and Rabbi Elazar. That's one side. Rabbi Elazar, Kafar, Omer, no. Nikra Kadosh. Wrong. The Nazir is not a sinner. He's holy. Shneamar, Kadosh ye gadal perasa arosho. Umaze, this guy shalotziar atzmo elami davar echad nikra kadosh. All he did was swear off wine, and the Torah says he is holy. Hamitzayir atzmo mikol davar. Someone says, I'm going to become an ascetic. I will minimize the physical pleasures in life. Halachat kama v'kama. How much more so? What's fascinating about this machloket is, hey, there's no right or wrong. What?
Does he explain?
Yeah, he does. So what's the chatat?
I didn't do it longer.
No, right. The chatat is.
But he didn't in the pleasure.
No. The other opinion.
The second opinion.
The chatat is that he has to get off his high level. He really should continue forever. He's on this spiritual high, and now you're going to go to a bar. You're going to drink. You're going to get drunk. You were a nazir. You were a great man. Correct.
And who says that?
What?
Who were the different opinions?
Rabbi Elazar HaKafar and Rabbi Elazar. Write it down. Rabbi Elazar HaKafar Barabi and Rabbi Elazar.
The positions that can explain the concept of...
Tanit Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. It's a very famous
machlok. Like using the physical for spiritual holiness and pleasures and... That's a very basic concept in Judaism.
Right. It says Josephus. The essence... Well, thank God I know somebody who prepared a whole series of sources on this. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. My wife, Irina, prepared the sheet. She sent it to me. I have connections. She's like, what are you doing? This is crazy. She's like, what are you doing? I said, oh, Nazir. She's like, oh, asceticism, Kuzari, Elazar. Great, I'll send you sheets. Okay. These Essenes reject pleasures as an evil, but esteem continence and the conquest of our passions to be virtue. Essenes, they neglect wedlock, but choose out other persons' children while they are pliable and fit for learning and esteem them to be of their kindred and form them according to their own manners. They think that oil is a defilement, and if any one of them be anointed without his own approbation, it is wiped off his body. For they think to be sweaty is a good thing, as they do this all to be clothed in white garments. They also have stewards appointed to take care of their common affairs, who every one of them have no separate business for any, but what is for the uses of them all. I mean, if we think of an ascetic, we don't really think of ascetics as Jewish concepts, you know what I'm saying? Of pulling back from the world and really not engaging in any physical activity or pleasures, we think of them as foreign. Comes along in the Gemara and says, it's a machloket. So really, it's a machloket among the Amoraim, a Tanaim, way back when.
Or to be a monk.
To be a monk. Right, to be a Nazirite. But, who was to be a Nazir? A Nazir was considered a Kadosh. Right, who was the original Nazir?
Moshe?
Jesus or Nazir? Church of the Nazirite? Who knows? Who was the first Nazir? The real Nazir we know about? Shimshon a Nazir. What do we know? What? He first recorded Nazir Mibeten. There's a special Nazirut called Nazirut Shimshon, a halachic concept. A child being a parent can take an oath of Nazirut Shimshon. A person can take an oath of Nazirut Shimshon. It's a lifelong vow, never to cut the hair.
The pregnant woman can have wine?
What?
The pregnant
right. In the times of... No, we'll think. In the times of Rav Kook, Rav Kook had a Talmud who was called Hanazir. They knew him as Hanazir. And I don't think he took a formal oath of Nazir because he didn't want to take a neder. He didn't want to break a neder. But he had like this, they say, this very long hair. And didn't drink. He was a Nazir. A Nazir.
And then so
what? Ah, no, you don't think that's not a nazirut. But it's interesting. It's interesting. It's a Kabbalistic idea that cutting of the hair is vanity. It's I don't know, the fruit or the whatever. Not my cup of tea. How much time do I have? 5 minutes. Rambam.
Moshe, when he went up to Har Sinai.
He didn't eat.
He
correct.
Drink, he didn't
exactly.
Cut his hair.
Well, he didn't cut his hair. He didn't have to.
Right.
He is total spiritual life. Is that something that we aspire to? So I think that we negate it to such a degree because it's so foreign to us. But maybe it is something that we should aspire to. It's meta-aspire. We should aspire to it. Says the Rambam, Shema Yomar Adam. Rambam is not of this camp. Ho'il v'hakina v'hata'ava. It's Rambam. Hilchot de'ot perikim ha'halacha aleph. Since jealousy and desires, v'akavod and honor, ki yotzei behem derech ra'ah, they're bad. U'motzin et ha'adam min ha'olam. And they take person out of the world, right? The more I have, the more I want. We all know this is true. The more you have, the more you want. I think I quoted, right? All the people who took the people who were worth $25 million or more, all of them felt they didn't have enough money. They needed about 25% more money, and then they would really be settled. You laugh. But everybody feels that way. The more you have, the more you need. What? That's right. No, they said when you had 100 million, you felt you needed 125.
Wow.
Efrosh me'em biyoter. So a person will say, I don't want any of it. V'adrachek litzad ha'acharon. Actually, I will distance myself to the nth degree. Actually, ochal basar v'lo yishtei yayin. I won't eat meat. I won't drink wine. V'lo yisa isha. V'lo yeshev b'dirana. I won't have a nice kitchen. V'lo yilbash malbushne. No nice clothes. Ela hasak v'hatzemer hakasher. Sackcloth, hard wool. Kiyobu yotze behem. And similar thing. Kigon kahanei ha'ovdei kochavim. Like those non-Jewish priests. Kamzet, says the Rambam, derech ra'ah va'asur le'lechba. Bad. You can't do this. Hamhalech v'derech zo nikra chote. Rambam calls that person a sin. I told you, you're okay. You're good.
Wow.
Sharehu omer benazir, because it says about the Nazir, v'chiper alav me'asher chata al ha'nefesh. Rambam, by the way, you should know, was obviously he was a very, what would they call him? He was based on logic and reason, right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Philosopher.
Based on reason. Amru chachamim, and then he quotes the Kal v'chomer, amayim nazir shalai pi resh me'yayin tzarik kapara, hamanei atom he called devar v'devar alachad v'kam v'kama. So the Rambam paskins like, who?
Rav Elazar
HaKafar, Rebbe, right.
The first one.
He paskins like
first.
One. The first one.
Rav Elazar HaKafar was the second.
No, Rav Elazar was the second.
Rav Elazar.
See, we're already confused.
I'm not confused.
No, like, you're right. Kafar is the first. He's right. Like Kafar. Yeah. Okay. Ela, fikach tivu chachamim. The chachamim commanded. By the way, but the Rambam is taking. He's just. I'm quoting you. An entirely one-sided approach. Like he's not mentioning that there's a whole other side. He says, I pass him like Shmuel. Shelo yimna atzmo ela midvarim shemina anato haTorah bilvad. What should you not have? Don't have the things that the Torah told you not to have. Don't start forbidding yourself things that are permitted. What about smoking? Permitted.
It's not permitted.
So is Black Forest cake. Yes.
No, the Rabbanim.
My doctor said to, trust me, it's really bad for you. Seriously.
But the Rabbanim came out and said you're not allowed to.
One cigarette, a couple cigarettes every now, every week.
No, it's
so you mean the cigars are okay? You'd be okay with cigars, pipes.
No, but the rabbi said that you're not.
Pipes
allowed
are always
smoke.
Cool. Weren't pipes always cool? Didn't you like the guy who
smoked
the pipe?
Smokes a pipe.
Smelled
so
cool.
And
anyway, kach amu chachamim. Lo da'icham asaser Torah la'tav shel dvarim achirim. It's not enough what God said. You should add more things. Okay. One second. Va'al dvarim. Val dvarim ha'elam. Skipping a little bit. Kiyotze and siva shlomo. Shlomo said. Al tihi tzadik harbe, val tikhakem yoter lama tishomim. So the question is like this: did the Rambam say not to be too much of a tzadik because he was afraid you would fall, you would slip up, or he really thought, no, don't be such a tzadik. God gave you the way, do what God said, and don't do more. Meaning, God said, yes, black forest cake.
He doesn't think it's
good, good, but he said, what did he say about black forest cake?
Once in a
while. Enjoy it. It's there to enjoy, but it's not dinner. Within reason. Within reason. Just understand that the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Bechaye, if we had time, we would do it. He goes off on how amazing it is to be a Nazir. It's Kedusha, it's holiness, it's terrific, it's exalted. A person should strive for it. What?
They never agree.
But he didn't, I don't know if he was. I don't know. Rabbeinu Bechaye. But he definitely thought the idea of searching and yearning for spirituality. And consigning a person himself to a life of simplicity, I mean, let's be honest. The people that we know who are more spiritual, on average, are they more into physical things or less into physical things? Less. So it's a question for ourselves. Are, you don't agree?
No.
I totally agree.
But come on.
Is that what
Paul's
lecture was?
No, it wasn't. It was
you're making an analogy.
Where does that leave us?
That I'm not sure it's true. You're okay. Saying that by being somebody who's a nazir is less in tune with the physical. And I would say maybe the hefa, that it's somebody who is so caught up in wine and so able to get drunk and give himself over to lust, he's the one that needs it. And then nizirut becomes a method for controlling himself. But I think that the spirit, that there are...
So you would say nizirut is negative. That's what the Rambam says.
You're fetishizing it. That's the point. Oh. I mean, and that, if you look at, in my opinion, if you look at some segments of the religious world, that's what they've done with tzniut. That it isn't... That it becomes a constant obsession because it's all that's important. How long your sleeves are and how long your skirt is and how black and how thick your stockings are. It's not as true tzniut because you're constantly thinking about it and obsessed with it.
Mm.
And that really, the spiritual tzniut person is the person who's oblivious to it.
Yeah.
And not thinking about it.
True, but we're not talking about sin. We're talking about physical indulgence. We're talking about physical pleasures.
The people who don't, the people who see
question.
Love
so you're saying
and aren't attracted to it. It's not give me my default to fit. Like it's not a title to them.
That's what you should be. Should it not be a taiva for you? I don't know if the Rambam is saying that. I think the Rambam is saying it is a taiva for you. But enjoy it. But use it. But when did you have black forest cake? Black forest cake at a shiur, liulei nishmat, on Shabbat, on holidays. It's not for dinner. It's for what? It's not for dinner. But it's there for special times. Not too much, not too little.
To spirituality is a wrong one. I think that nizirut is a way of balancing. That when society goes so far off that you see a
like
sota,
the Rambam says.
That you go to the Beit HaMikdash and you see a sota, that's when society needs nizirut. That's when you need to start.
Says walking. The Rashi, but I'm telling you, Rabbi Elazar says exactly opposite. That's kedusha. That's kadosh. So it's not a right or a wrong. Rambam Paskin's one way, but it's a machloket. It's a school of thought. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of, do I sanctify myself? As I said before, I don't think we're on the level of approaching Kedusha. But I do think we're on the place, where we could be in a place where we should, how did I say it? We should aspire to Kedusha. You know what I'm saying? That there is such a thing as, how do I infuse Kedusha into my home? Is this, am I too involved in Chomriyut? So for me, it's gadgets. Or, you know what I'm saying? It is. It's computers or programs. Right? I try to use it to elevate. But it can become an obsession. It can be, you know what I'm saying? So that's the question. Do I use the things that I have?
And you learn about Kedusha, whatever. You learn about all these beautiful things you can do. And then when you're home with 12 kids, you learn that Kedusha is like cleaning the floor and washing the dishes. Mm-hmm. It's not sitting, saying to them and doing a speech box. It's doing what needs to be done in the world, and it's not...
Does that make one more correct than the other?
Or
mutually exclusive?
Yeah.
That's exactly the point. That both sides are correct. I think they're both right. I think they're both appropriate. That's why it's a machlokia. And with that, bring out the black forest cake.
Well, we need these things.